'Tis Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Solidarity and fraternity should prevail. France, what a country. Here's an inspirational and good news story to bring some brightness into the bleak performance of so many countries in Europe and, of course, the United States in handling the ongoing political crisis involving migrants. The French farmer who'd attracted worldwide attention when arrested and fined for helping organize rescues through the mountains in southeastern France for migrants who had illegally crossed the border and driving them to his farm for food, shelter, and sanctuary won a critical court decision that should have huge ramifications not only in France, but around the world. The French Constitutional Court ruled that Cédric Herrou's actions were legal and protected under the constitutional principle of fraternity. That means all humanitarian assistance should be legal once people have entered France, provided it doesn't entail helping them enter the country and isn't delivered for financial benefit, as reported in the Wall Street Journal. The French Revolution was different than the American Revolution. Liberté, égalité, fraternité was the motto. Political philosophers have often pointed out the power of the distinction between a demand for freedom in the United States versus a demand for liberty in France. Equality is mainly ignored in both countries, as we all know too well, but fraternity, the notion that all people must bond together in solidarity, is also unique. Interviewing Harvard professor Jacqueline Baba about her new book from Polity Press, Can We Solve the Migration Crisis on Wage World, it was impossible for her not to emphasize how much migration is not driven by choice, but by humanitarian crises of war, violence, and climate, whether from Syria, Central America, or currently the forced starvation and conflict pushing people out of Yemen. In our conversation, we didn't discount the pursuit of happiness that drives economic migrants to uproot their families from their homes and traditions to seek better lives. Baba's book noted that the lifetime earning gain of over $225,000 for such families. Reports from Central America indicate the average cost for migrants to journey to the United States is between $9,000 and $10,000, and Baba notes that Syrian migrants were also paying about $9,000 as well. To believe that migration is simply the poor and huddled masses misses much of the modern experiences, even as we watch the repeated forced migration in the sub-Saharan area with the Rohingya and with others. The French court was clear that the border needs to be protected and that the traffickers must be prosecuted, but their decision about the responsibilities that we all have to protect and assist the men, women, and children that need our aid and succor should be a clarion call to all countries and all people, not simply the reading of a piece of the French Constitution and law. This is part of what makes the outcry about family separation and child incarceration at the U.S. border so vivid. The New York Times interviewed Vincent Gasquet, a pizza chef who aids migrants at the border near where he lives in France. And his statement should be close to all of our hearts as he says, "The law states that we shouldn't help migrants, but it also says that we shouldn't leave them in a dangerous situation. So what can we do? The line is so thin, but solidarity and fraternity should prevail." Voila. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.